This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined in studio by comedian Kelly Moore.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So Kelly, why do you hate Nancy Grace?
Why? What's not to hate about Nancy Grace? Honestly, she's just... She's just an awful person.
She's the quintessential, I want to speak to the manager.
Oh, lady. Absolutely.
That's her.
Absolutely. Like, I know it's crazy because I know the exact moment where I knew that I hated Nancy Grace, where she was just no longer just an annoying person. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, you're garbage.
Okay. When was that moment?
It was June 2007. Okay, I can paint the whole picture for you guys.
Okay.
It was June 2007. Everyone listening to Umbrella by Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
People still liked Katherine Heigl. I was just beginning my Xanax and Boone's Farm phase, where that's what I like to do.
Fun times.
Just sit home. Yeah, it was a great time in everyone's lives. I was in my first apartment, so it was the first time I had cable. And so, of course, I would see all that junk, but it was the do you guys remember there was that case? Because of course Nancy Grace covers all of those, like,
yeah, the big celebrity cases.
Big celebrity cases, particularly missing white women and mm-hmm. children. That's yeah. her little niche milieu. But it was there was a woman from over near the Akron Canton area. Her name was Jessie Davis. She was 9 months pregnant, and her boyfriend murdered her. He turned out to be a Canton cop.
Oh, yeah, I remember this story.
It was She was missing for a few days, and then they found her body. He actually led them to her body. And that was the day that I knew I hated Nancy Grace. It was a couple days after they found her body. And watching Nancy Grace, she opens the show with this big dramatic announcement that she's now she's pregnant with twins. Nancy Grace herself is pregnant with twins. Okay, she's been covering this Jessie Davis case for days, as Nancy Grace does, as all cable news does.
Yeah.
Round the clock, speculation, terrible, beautiful white woman almost having her new baby murdered. So she makes this announcement that she's pregnant with twins. And then immediately after, talking about how this is such a blessing and she's so excited, she's like, let's go to our first interview. Jessie Davis's mother.
Oh.
Jessie Davis's mother. And she's like, oh, hello, how are you doing today? And just you could just hear the defeat in this woman's voice as she sat there and congratulated Nancy on her pregnancy. They have just the day before found her dead daughter, an unborn grandchild.
Mm.
And Nancy Grace could not wait until the end of her show.
No. Oh, man. That's so
like,
such
you
bad
don't
timing.
Have a soul. Like, what?
I don't understand the order there. I mean, that's definitely a closer, not an opener.
Yeah.
let's open with I'm welcoming new life into the world now. Let us, you know, wallow in the tragedy of this poor woman that is now going to be forced to. Man, that's terrible.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, okay, you were annoying before. I fully hate you. You are garbage. That's.
I'm surprised she's still on TV.
Is she even on TV anymore?
I think she is.
I don't know if she's on TV or not. Because, see, this is. The hate relationship I have with Nancy Grace is I generally don't seek out news about her,
No. But
it just pops in every now and then. It's unavoidable. She just signed some contract with that new Fox streaming platform. She's going to have some kind of true crime outrage.
The last time I saw Nancy Grace on TV was when I was staying with TM Francis, and I discovered that that channel that has all those. I don't remember the name of the show, but it's the women go crazy and kill their boyfriends.
Snapped.
That's it. That's it. So I discovered Snapped, and they were showing, like, Nancy Grace had a new show on that channel. Mm-hmm. Where she was going to be covering true crime. And other than that, I think that was like the first time I'd seen her in years. But, you know, it's when I fell out of love with her, well, you know, besides the fact that I don't like sensationalized crime at all, Snapped just appealed to me as something to have on in the background. But, you know, the over sensationalization of crime bothers me. But when she's big on she's anti recreational marijuana.
Oh, she's terrible about that.
And that I don't understand it.
Have you seen the interview where she talks about how she makes her husband drink Diet Coke out of an opaque plastic cup so her children don't see it?
So they don't see the Diet Coke.
Because to Nancy Grace, having recreational marijuana be legal is the exact same as forcing everyone to smoke marijuana at all times.
Okay.
Because that's her argument. She's like, well, I don't want to smoke marijuana. I don't want to have it in your house. And the argument is, well, then don't.
Yeah.
And that's not acceptable for her. She's like, you don't understand. I make my husband, when he drinks Diet Coke, he has to put it in an opaque plastic cup so the children don't see it.
Mm.
Why? What?
I would divorce her.
Like, that's, if a man said that about his wife, we'd be like, yeah, that's an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out.
I think her argument is that there's no way to hide the smell of marijuana when you're doing it out in public. But everywhere that I've been that has, like, recreational legalization, you still can't, like, sit at the bus stop and smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
It's you go in your house and smoke a blunt. Or, like, you know, vaping has become very popular in the recreational marijuana community. So, you know, that doesn't smell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you're not being subjected to it, mm-hmm. Nancy Grace. It's not, that's not a thing. Like, people don't, like, drive, people don't walk around with, like, with open beers. It's the same deal. I don't understand that argument.
Yeah, she doesn't want to make a good argument. She just wants to yell about why
she wanted to be on TV. I mean, it's just like, she's playing a character.
Well, yeah, and
amplifying her character, rather.
And that has come up a lot in her career. Especially when, like, it comes to her origin story.
Yes.
How familiar are you with that whole deal?
I've read quite a bit about it.
Yeah, this basically, like, her first fiancé was murdered, and that inspired her to become a prosecutor, and but there are some details of the case that she's kind of fudged over the years to make her sound like more like a victim. And
that doesn't surprise me either.
It's I think it's scary only that people buy into it. But it's you know, it's been 3 years since she's had like a major talking head thing. So I think it's kind of gone away a little bit, but the fact that she had any say in anything at all is scary. So that's the moment you hated her. When did you start, like, really getting into after you saw that interview, how much Nancy Grace did you consume after that?
After that, I was just like, okay, I hate you. You're garbage. I, like, was just like, I'm not dealing with you anymore. It was, I tried to avoid it, but like I said, she just pops back up.
And
I don't know exactly, like, the next time I dealt with her, but that was the main one. And then mostly just generally when she pops up about the marijuana stuff is when when I start to like look back and like, what's Nancy Grace been up to? And then just find new things to be angry at her about.
Yeah. It's weird that she, that, you know, for somebody that's as anti-marijuana as she is, she claims to be a victims' rights advocate. That's like her big, that was her big claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, you know, that's why she's in, that's why she was a prosecutor, and that's why she was on TV. But then she would, like, bully the shit out of these people on TV that have missing kids.
Absolutely. She's had two people, after interviews with her, commit suicide.
Man.
Settled out of court with both of them. One was actually CNN was named in the case, and one was Nancy Grace herself.
Man, that's, yeah, it's just CNN fucked up by having her on.
Like, yeah.
They should have kept her on headline news.
And then at one point she went on the Jim Norton and a Sam Roberts show, and they were not nice to her.
Yeah.
And then she went on The View and was crying, and she was like, I don't know what that was about, but it was hell for me.
Yeah. Jim Norton basically said, I am tired of your shit.
Yeah. Good for Jim.
And she's crying on The View. It's like, you've settled suits for people who killed themselves after you interviewed them and bullied them and badgered them.
Yeah. And look, you have to do your homework before you're going on a show. And the fact that, like, Jim Norton has, like, gotten into almost physical altercations with several of his guests that don't agree with his political leanings is – it shouldn't be a surprise that you're basically being brought in there to be berated. Because you remember the Jesse Ventura thing, right? That video has been everywhere. But, you know, Jim Norton's not a nice person. That's not what he's known for.
Especially when he doesn't agree with you.
I didn't know she cried on The View. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a video worth seeking out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, I didn't try to find that video. I should have. But
yeah, I think that would be cathartic.
I mean, you can be a victim's advocate, but still be on the wrong side of it.
And well, that's her. Her idea of being a victim's advocate is just everyone accused of everything is guilty all the time.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I don't know much about her, but that is definitely anything I've caught of hers is like constantly trying to point the fingers at the wrong people. And I don't watch the news. I steer clear of all that shit just because I think it's all bullshit propaganda. But she, of all people, is just like one of those ones where I could take a look at her without hearing her speak and being like, fuck her. I got nothing but mean things to already say about you. Don't open your mouth. That's just me, though.
She definitely doesn't put out the image that I would take as an authoritative presence on television. But, you know, she just reminds me of every single woman that's ever come into Blockbuster to argue a late fee and screamed at me.
Yeah, and that's she just goes straight to screaming too.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reasonable conversation.
And that's got to be the appeal with why she's been able to stay. Why she was able to stay on TV is like, let's watch Nancy Grace scream at somebody that doesn't need to be screamed at.
Mm-hmm.
There's an audience for that. I mean, there's an audience for everything, but I just don't get so she was a victim once and she went into prosecuting.
She was a prosecutor and then like she transitioned into court reporting.
Okay. So that's as far as her expertise goes.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And then she had some her husband's name is David Lynch.
Not the real David Lynch.
It's spelled with an I.
Yeah, not my David Lynch.
But she does have something in common with you.
Just an
unhealthy lust for David Lynch.
Just like the Fat Records, not my president shirt. That's not my David Lynch.
But I mean, like, she has had sex with David Lynch.
Not my David Lynch.
Would you make your David Lynch drink Diet Coke out of an opaque cup?
No. He would drink something weird. And
He wouldn't drink and coffee all the time?
And it wouldn't be. And no, he would drink coffee, but who's to say it would be in a cup? Might be something else, like the skull of Laura Dern. I don't know.
Please don't kill Laura Dern just for your sick David Lynch fantasies.
I wouldn't kill Laura Dern. I love Laura Dern.
I just I picture David Lynch drinking coffee out of an IV bag.
Laura Dern should play Nancy Grace in a movie. That's something I would watch.
You know, she has been they've like brought her into popular media as like playing herself, but they also had she was in
That's not a skewed view of anybody.
They had her on to yell at people.
I mean, Hulk Hogan has a biopic coming out. They picked Chris Hemsworth to play him, which awesome. That's great. He's a good looking dude. Hulk Hogan's not good looking, but Hulk Hogan's producing it. So what's the story that's going to be told?
Speaking of wrestling and Nancy Grace, so this was something that I found.
I remember what you're going to talk about.
So she had after the Ultimate Warrior died. She had Diamond Dallas Page on her show to talk about the death of the Ultimate Warrior, and she tried to turn it into a basically like fuck steroids in wrestling. Like that's why Warrior is dead, and the wrestling world exploded at her. Diamond Dallas Page went on to say that he was brought on thinking that he was just going to tell some memories of the Ultimate Warrior and not be indicted for complicity in the deaths of people through steroids in wrestling.
Didn't she cover the Chris Benoit case too?
I don't like the whole Chris Benoit case is a blur to me just because that affected me very deeply.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did, and I'm pretty sure her and Jericho got into it.
Yeah, that sounds right. It's just she found it's that seems to be her thing. She finds like a point that she wants to make, like regardless of the facts, and she's going to stick to that. You know, that's her thing with marijuana, was her thing with steroids, and it's her thing when it comes to like this person is guilty.
Sounds a lot like religion.
She when she actually strikes me as like a you know, a woman that runs a church bake sale.
Yeah, like definitely.
She has that look about her.
She looks like a lady that would pull out a gun at church. Not to shoot people, like, just because they're there, but, like, if the tithing or whatever the fuck they call it wasn't enough, she'd just, like, shake people down for money. That's who she reminds me. That's her.
I'm just picturing, like, somebody pointing a gun at me at church and being like, more money in the plate.
I'd be like, do it. At least I'm dying in this place that you say that I'll be okay. Even though you
if
wouldn't.
If you get shot in church, is that like an automatic? That's like
I feel like it has to be. Like if you believe in that kind of thing and you get shot in church, no matter what you've done, God better be like, all right, we'll let this motherfucker go in. Like he got shot in my house, you know.
It's kind of like the church equivalent of if your roommate commits suicide.
You get an A.
You get an A.
You get an A.
So you get shot.
And if God doesn't have the fucking rules that college has, then there's no wonder that I fucking quit religion and college.
So what I'm trying to tell you, Jordan, is to do people's to do favors for people's eternal souls, what you should be doing... Just shooting up churches.
Should be? Maybe not. Want to?
So by shooting them in the church, you're doing them the favor of sending them directly to heaven?
Yeah. Yeah. But if they walk out and you shoot them,
nope, that's too late.
Down to hell. No, I don't care if you're a good person or not. Well, I guess that's God call. So. See, is it Full Metal Jacket? Kill them all, let God sort them out.
I don't even know who said that anymore. Yeah. I've heard it so much.
Kill them all, let God sort them out. If you believe in that kind of thing, which I happen to not, but whatever.
So, yeah, so look for
Jordan. You would be doing a lot of people a lot of favors, though.
So look for Jordan mass shooting at a church coming soon to a city near you.
And hopefully a theater.
You can't shoot people in the theater anymore, Jordan.
No. I'm saying there's going to be a movie about it.
Okay.
I don't want to shoot people in movie theater. People have fun in a movie theater. Nobody has fun in church.
You can.
And the fun they do have in church, we don't talk about.
Clint Eastwood should make a movie about you, though, because he just made that Richard Jewell movie, so he knows how to shoot ugly people.
That's true. This is very true. I want to see that movie. That movie looks good.
Richard Jewell. What a fucking story.
Movie looks great.
You know that if Nancy Grace was around during the time of Richard Jewell, she would have been on the bandwagon saying this guy is guilty. But I don't even know if that's the kind of case that she covers.
Well, there's not a white woman or a child, so.
There's a lot of white women at the Olympics, though.
Well, that's true.
But there aren't enough white women.
They didn't die, though, so.
That's a good point.
Where does she stand on Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding?
I mean, that's white on white crime. I don't know if
white women on white women crime.
Ooh, I mean, she should definitely write a book about it. And that's
25 years later, the Nancy Grace take.
Well, they just did that movie,
it's just called Why.
Why by Nancy Grace? That would
Forward by Nancy Kerrigan.
Well, she has a special connection to her because they're both named Nancy.
Yeah.
That's why she can have the personal. Yeah.
See, I just book rights, dude. I want to check for that one.
Yeah. She was also on Dancing with the Stars.
Nancy Grace was?
Yes.
Oh, that had to be a shit show.
I
can't imagine her being good at that at all.
They had so many clips of her just yelling at the dance professional trying to teach her.
Ooh. she could not be trained.
You know who she reminds me of? Dolores Umbridge from the Harry Potter series. The lady who takes over in Order of the Phoenix is just a total bitch. That's who she reminds me of.
I mean, that could be one of the things. Well, no, those books were written before Nancy.
Progress for the sake of progress. Yeah.
I'm just picturing Nancy Grace right now giving somebody a cursed pen to write with.
And it tracks.
That tracks.
She would probably make her husband put like a brown paper bag cover over the book if he was reading Harry Potter.
Or a brown paper bag over his own head.
You have to put a brown paper bag over your head while you jerk off.
And I'm not watching.
Or, you know, she could be one of those, like, my husband doesn't need to masturbate.
Yeah, that's definitely more. Masturbation is probably wrong in her eyes, I would imagine.
There's this weird cult of domesticity thing that has I've seen where, like, some women will claim that their husband never masturbates because they please them enough.
Okay. All right. Okay. I wish I could remember the quote from... Oh, I can't remember who it was, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's not true. And if you don't masturbate, you're probably a serial killer or, like, hardcore autistic.
Not either of those things.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not hardcore autistic.
Just pound away at your PUD.
Don't tell me what to do.
just make sure you wear a brown paper bag.
I mean, maybe I can start again after I wear a brown paper bag over my head. That's
get weird with it.
That's
man.
What I've been missing.
Just don't wear a plastic bag over your head.
maybe
it'll work. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to hate Nancy Grace.
It's not comfortable masturbating on an air mattress.
No, you do too much work and then it deflates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to jerk off on an air mattress.
You just bash your elbow into the air mattress over and over again. And
how are you jerking off?
Well, if I start like way up here, and then
why are you
down,
starting all the way up there?
Because I have to, like, you know, every motion. There's no wasted motion here. Like
that seems like a lot of wasted motion.
Well, I have
it's
to.
Most it's right here. It's not in the shoulder. It's not in the bicep. It's not in the tricep. It's all in the forearm.
Well. look, you don't understand. Like, it has
clearly
to, it has to be like, you know, I am just bashing into the back of somebody. So, like, the only way to simulate that without getting like a doll is like to do it all with the shoulder and start up here and then change grips so that it's just like bang, it's just like you're fucking an ass.
Wow. That gives me way too much insight. But as to what you were saying about Nancy Grace and her husband not being able to jerk off because she pleases him too much, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. He's not allowed to jerk off. Her husband is not allowed to jerk off. Her husband is for procreative purposes only.
She already had the twins. Yeah. So
how many kids does she have?
Just the two, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to grow up to fucking suck.
Yeah, well, that's... Well,
wait till they enter the real world and seeing all that Diet Coke out there. Like, people drinking pop out in the open.
I'm going to chug a Coca-Cola as soon as I get home. And it's going to be in a clear glass.
Does she have any other, like, weird things that she said about her husband besides the Diet Coke? Because that's one of the weirdest shits I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know. I can't recall anything weirder than that or anything else, really. Just she married him after like only a couple months of meeting him. Ooh. Like, yeah, and she didn't tell, like, she said that she didn't tell any of her family about the wedding until 2 days beforehand.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of this is suspect.
Man.
Especially, yeah, with her first husband dying.
Well, yeah, first fiance.
Whatever.
You know, and it was that whole thing is a mess. 2 months, and then you're going to have twins with a guy. I wonder how that first date went. It's just, hey, do you know who I am? You know I want kids, right? And that's it.
Where's she from?
Georgia.
Oh, God, that makes so much fucking sense. Okay. figuratively and literally a step above Florida, so... That makes perfect sense.
How is Georgia a step above Florida?
It's not Florida, and it's just right above, Florida.
Okay, nice.
It's not Florida. There's probably a lot less meth in Georgia. There's probably a lot less bath salts in Georgia. Florida is the scourge of this fucking country. Actually, most of the southeastern United States is the scourge of this country.
I'm just like, yeah, bath salts are bad.
But a lot of bad people have come from Georgia, and now that you say Nancy Grace, that makes a whole lot of sense. Fuck the whole Bible Belt. It's just awful.
There's some stuff I like in Georgia.
Yeah, AEW is based in Georgia. I'm okay with that.
Mark.
Whatever.
Basically, yeah. My wrestling, I am a big fan of Connecticut because the WWE is in Stanford.
Not a fan of Connecticut. I've been there.
I like Philadelphia.
Why do I sound like
ECW is from Philadelphia?
Well, I don't even like Philadelphia, the city. Their people are mean there.
They're too mean.
People are way too mean in Philadelphia. Like, you ask please for a beer and they're a bunch of fucking cunts about it.
I mean, you know, you just learn the local language.
What, be an asshole?
It shouldn't be too hard.
I'm an intellectual asshole. I'm not just a dick for the sake of it.
I mean, you know.
All the time.
It's just like, you know, how can I describe Philadelphia?
I'd be a cunt to Nancy Grace, that's for sure.
It's, you're going to make her cry, though.
I don't care. I made a girl cry one time. All right. At a bar one time, two of my friends, they both brought dates, and there was this other girl, and she was by herself, you know, basically, like third, fifth wheel kind of thing, and I had just gotten off my shift at the bar, and I was just trying to be nice, you know, I was like, she's not talking to anybody, I'll, you know, try and talk to her. I had a Harry Potter shirt on, and she made fun of it. Well, she had fucking buck teeth, so I called her fucking Bugs Bunny. She cried, you think I give a shit? Don't make fun of my fucking Harry Potter shirt. I'll be an asshole back. I was trying to be a nice guy, but I can turn real fucking quick.
What did she say about your Harry Potter shirt?
She was like, how old are you? And I was probably 25, 26 at the time. And she was like, you're way too old to be wearing a Harry Potter shirt. And I was like, you're way too fucking ugly to already have Bugs Bunny teeth. And she started fucking crying. Not my problem.
Did she go, that's all, folks?
I tried to fucking paint something on the door and push her through it, but I just shoved her into a wall. That's what you get here, Looney Tunes references. Nancy Grace is a Looney Tune.
Yeah, definitely.
I bet one of her kids will get committed.
I'm thinking more her kid's going to get kidnapped.
That would be interesting. Would she cover that story?
Well, if her kid got kidnapped, being the parent, she'd automatically be one of the top suspects.
Yes, she would.
Yeah.
That's why I'm hoping it happens.
But it would be even better if she did do it and she was covering it, because then she could lead the narrative. And then when she gets caught, that would be even better, and they arrest her on live TV. That's good television. That would make me watch the news.
Nancy Grace kidnaps her own kid because
she had nothing fucking better to do.
No, I know exactly why she kidnaps her own kid, because one day she comes home and notices David Lynch sitting there with his
bag over his head,
but on his end table next to his lotion and his tissues is a clear glass of Diet Coke.
So she kidnaps her kids based on that?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. That's a wrap. It's not a safe environment for my children.
If she ever hears this, now she knows I got to figure out a fucking different story. Or a new trigger.
And then she re-ups her creds as a victim rights advocate.
She does, because she's a victim.
Mm-hmm. Until she gets arrested on television. Which would be awesome.
Or do like you think her she'd other flip to a defense advocate?
Or like, did you see the Joker movie?
No.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert. He kills somebody on live TV, and like, it'd be awesome if it's like, oh my god, Nancy Grace the one who kidnapped, and then like she's running back and forth, the cops are chasing her, kind of like Benny Hill, you know, and like her other kid comes out and just shoots her on live TV, like the other twin, and like then the twins are reunited. That would be I'm just storytelling here.
That's a movie.
That's the Nancy Grace movie I want to watch.
I don't feel very good about this story, only because there's some edible things going on there, with like killing your mother and then reuniting with your twin.
I like it.
I just like how would you feel if, well, no, I don't want to go into it, but. I think she definitely switches to a defense rights advocate if she gets caught on live TV, though.
Well, she has to. What other choice does she have?
None. And she has started writing fiction. She could write just like a fictionalized.
So she can write the Nancy Grace If
She'll
I
write
Did
the
It
screenplay. Yeah.
What if the Nancy Grace book?
Yes, the reviews are in on her books, and apparently they sell very well, but they are not very good.
Do you want to hear the title of her first book?
Oh, yes, I do.
It's so, just listen to this title. It's called, then this is her, this is not the fiction book. This is her her nonfiction book where she tells the story, the false story of how her husband got murdered by
the
a random stranger.
False story?
Well, her fiancé got murdered. But in the book, she changes the details to where it was a random killing outside a convenience store by a stranger with a long criminal record who, when he got caught, he denied it and denied it. Then the prosecution asked her if she wanted to charge him with try to get him the death penalty. And in a moment of weakness, she said no. And then there was a string of appeals. What really happened is it was a former coworker of his saw him in the contracting truck he was driving, shot him because he was mad because he'd gotten fired a few days earlier. He admitted the day he got caught. He had no criminal record. The prosecution actually asked for the death penalty. They didn't get it. He only got life in prison because he was mildly retarded. And then he's never filed an appeal. He only had like a habeas application.
So what's the name of the book?
Oh, the name of the book. Yeah. The name of the book is Objection! Exclamation point. How high price
to the truth?
Objection! How high price defense attorneys, celebrity defendants, and a 24/7 media have 24/7 media have hijacked our criminal justice system.
That's
by Nancy Grace.
That's a foreword. That's a foreword. That is not the name of a book.
It should that should be called How I Did It.
Yeah, because it really you hijacked the fucking criminal justice system. Ugh. Gross. Wow.
Yeah. And then the Observer did a report about all the inaccuracies of her recounting of the details. And her response was, she didn't research it because she doesn't like to think about it. Even though that's her main reason for existing. And she brings it up all the fucking time.
But she doesn't like
she didn't want to think about it. So she just used her memory to completely misrepresent herself and the case and how she's a victim.
Gross.
It's really gross. And then she tries to position herself as this moral authority and defender of the justice system.
How is she defending the... She's not defending the justice system. She's exploiting tragedy for...
ratings.
Yeah, basically. Ratings mm-hmm. and book sales now. Mm-hmm. Although, because, you know, she's doing one of those true crime shows now, which is basically, like, you know, the ultimate exploitation of the justice system.
How old is she?
I think she's, like, 60.
I want to say 60. 60. Born 1959.
Oh, God, she looks like the fucking... She looks as if she belongs in a horror movie.
What is she playing in the horror movie?
A serial killer.
I mean...
Like, if Serial Mom wasn't a John Waters movie and it was like a scary film, that would be her. Except she'd kill her kids and her husband. Like, she maybe already allegedly did. I don't know. She might have hired the Frittata to kill her husband. I don't know. Why are you reading her Wikipedia page?
Because I was trying to get more information on this David Lynch guy. Because I really want to paint the picture for you of Nancy Grace having, like, just awful sex
first
with David
and foremost,
Lynch.
First and foremost, with everything I know about David Lynch, my David Lynch, he would never fuck Nancy Grace. Not even hate fuck.
Why do you think that he wouldn't...
Because he was fucking Isabella Rossellini in the 80s. He's got higher standards than Nancy fucking Grace.
Oh, so you're saying he only likes some ethnic?
Maybe.
Okay. I can see. But he is a big weirdo.
Yeah.
And Nancy Grace is like, look, man, if you're gonna go into the deep end of weird, like, that's got to be some weird sex.
Well, we would need to bring Frank Booth back from the dead so that he could do some weird shit to Nancy Grace.
I'm just saying. But apparently, like, they didn't just meet and then hook up. They met in the 70s.
Oh.
They met
Know that part.
They met at law school and then reconnected.
Okay.
So it was like it would be like if I
So he saw her de-evolution into a crazy person and was like, "Yeah, I'll sign on for that."
That's, man, I don't feel sorry for him anymore, honestly, after reading that. 'Cause that's exactly what happened. It's like, yeah, I'm on board this crazy train, or gravy train, as it were, because she had to be making bank.
Not for long.
What, are you saying that the gravy's not going to be there anymore because she's
Are you talking about her current husband?
Yeah, her.
Or the one she had killed?
No. Because that's the new narrative, that Nancy Grace, hired this retarded...
She hired the frittata to kill her husband.
She hired the retarded guy to kill her husband.
That's what I... That's everything he told me is what... That's what I gained from it.
Okay. So, not only is she not a victim's right advocate, she exploits the mentally challenged.
Yeah, she does a lot of bad things. She's not a good person, which is why she can't stand her. And neither can I. She's a bad person. I've always thought she was a bad person. I don't even know that much about her until today. And now, granted, I've created my own narrative of her, but just by looking at her, I could be like, that's not a person I want to speak to.
I really would like to meet someone with that haircut and that face that is not a complete disaster, just to
go to like a Giant Eagle in Brunswick.
Why would I do
to meet someone who looks like Nancy Grace?
But I like it's Brunswick. I'm not gonna like anybody in Brunswick.
Are you trying to like Nancy Grace?
No, I'm not trying to like Nancy Grace. I'm trying to find somebody that fits like the Karen stereotype that doesn't suck.
Good luck.
It's a, you know, I'm just trying to find needles in haystacks here.
Which always proves to be a good, honorable thing to do. Yeah. Keep searching, buddy.
Yeah, I'm.
Seems like the entire time I've known you, you've been looking for a needle in a haystack in one way or another. How many times have you gotten pricked?
Wait. Oh, pricked. No, I have not.
Okay, there you go.
I have not found that needle. I thought you meant... Never mind. That's a different question. That's a different answer.
So, fuck Nancy Grace.
Yeah, here's something else about Nancy Grace that you'll be pleased to hear about. So she likes to brag about how when she was a prosecutor, she never lost a case.
Okay.
Which is technically true. If you don't think about the one that got overturned because she got cited for withholding evidence.
She withheld evidence.
And then there were a couple other citations that she got. And I can't remember who exactly cited her, but it was like the court system for improper arguments that, yeah.
What arguments could she have that were?
Her improper opening and closing arguments.
Oh, yeah. So basically, she instead of laying out the case, she tried to. Okay, got it. So she didn't know how to lawyer properly, and then became. Okay, great. What is marketable about Nancy Grace aside from the fact that she's a yelly old white bitch?
People like blondes yelling at them on TV.
Yeah, but when they're hot, she's not.
So you're just saying, like, it's got to be Tommy Lauren, whatever.
She's not hot. She looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper.
I mean, she fits more into the... She doesn't have a fat a face as Nancy Grace.
No, so. She doesn't, but she has, like, a skinny, sunk-in face that looks like she's about to turn into a fucking reptile.
I mean, maybe she is a reptile. That's a possibility. You know, I've heard the...
There is that. There is those theories out there I try to stay away from because they give me anxiety.
The lizard people give you anxiety?
Yes. Well, any overlord thing gives me anxiety. But I've also tried to just come to terms with it. I have no fucking control over any of it. So whatever happens, happens. They throw me in a Walmart internment camp. I guess that's where I live.
Well, if the lizard people are in charge, that's not what's going to happen. You're going to be a warm body to you're basically going to be a walking, host? Talking heat rock. Okay. And you're going to have a lizard person wrapped around you at all times for warmth.
So I'm kind of like Jake the Snake?
Kind of like Jake the Snake.
I could get on board with that.
Except like the, you know, it's a full-grown lizard person. So you're going to be walking around with a naked man like right draped around
you. No, it's a naked lizard.
But it's a...
Is its dick in my butt?
That's not how lizards work. You know, the lizard...
Oh, they lay eggs, don't they?
No, the lizard, like, to get a lizard dick out, like the lizard has to be, it's like tucked in. Until they're ready to breed.
Then I don't see what the problem is.
Well, I didn't say the problem was the fact that it's a dude. I'm saying it's a full-grown, like, dude wrapped around you at all times, so you're carrying it around.
Why can't they just walk by themselves?
Because they need your heat. They need your wonderful body heat in order to digest their food.
Oh, this sounds like too much work already.
Yeah. There's something to have anxiety about. Too much work. Speaking of work, Kelly, where can we find you on the internets?
On the internet, my Instagram is KTM1013, and I have a Facebook page that is under Kelly T. Moore.
And tell me about this show that you're doing at Brothers Lounge now.
Oh, it's a once a month show, first Tuesday of every month. it's been building steadily. We're getting some good audiences out.
I've always liked working at Brothers Lounge. It is a wonderful stage.
Except for that
one time.
It's
a great stage.
That had nothing to do with...
No, it had nothing to do with us, or it had to do with shitty audience members, but...
Yeah. Well, he wasn't even an audience
member. No, he's a cunt, but yeah. No, I do like that place. That place is rad. First Tuesday of every month?
First Tuesday of every
month. What's it called?
It's called the Backroom Comedy Show at Brothers Lounge.
All right. I have to check that out. What do you take, like... You just pick people to showcase, or
yeah, right on. Yeah, we have a headliner and a feature, and then three.
Cool.
Yeah,
very cool. I have to check that out. I don't live far from there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So Jordan, I don't think we're gonna find anybody that hates Nancy Grace as much as Kelly Moore.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge paper. Daniel's in drunkenness.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.